Blog Talk Radio.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. SDI. Had to change your heart.
Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing, but shorty, you're my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
Hello. Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Alina.
How you doing?
What's up? I'm right. What's up, Mystery Society?
What?
In the background?
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that you're not running the boards and you're going to get what you get tonight.
What? So you're just going
to
dog
me? Turn that up. Get about the dogger.
Look, you're the only one I was with.
Lying.
Stop lying, all right?
That don't mean nothing, Kenny.
That means it's not mine.
So what? You man enough to take a life? You ain't man enough to take care of one?
Just watch your mouth.
Look, I ain't got time for this, alright? Peace.
So.
Sis, don't smack. I don't love her. She don't love me, I don't love her, she don't love me. I know this might sound crazy, why she wanna have my baby? Look, I ain't even hug her, I ain't never kiss her, I ain't mean to touch her, I know I should've dissed her. If she was to go away, nobody would miss her. Niggas told me chill, but I ain't wanna listen. If she take the spill, would that be murder? Nah, I'm breaking God for real. I don't wanna hurt her, but this shit is not funny. I don't got money, I got enough to debt it. Can't believe I said it. Why she wanna raise it? Him or her won't get love, she just save it. The bitch is urging me like, what if the kid don't come out straight? Then you can't have a seed that's conceived out of hate. I think it was the shape of her hips and her cheeks, and the way she used to make me have a fit with her cheeks. Damn, like I couldn't even speak. But how many dudes done been here? I'm sincere, girl, think about it. Yeah, I got a flow, but when they ask me if I got kids, I'm saying no, and you saying yes. Paternity test gon' come back, and I'ma be all hurt and upset. You want that? You wanna walk with a stroller and a rapper on your arm. You my baby mom, and me mixing formula shit instead of recording the hit. Damn, girl, let me know what I did. I was trying to get a nut out. Your mama said she wants you to keep it. Tell her butt out. You stuck your butt out. You wore that skirt that said, come get me. I'd have stopped if it said, put a cute kid in me. And you kind of a dime, and your body's real tight. Your skin's sort of light, but you're not really bright. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But if you cared, you would go ahead and dead that. Come to think about it, I just tilted my head back. And you could have took off the hat when you told me relax. The clinic is open, the doctor is cool, and the medicine's potent. You won't feel nothing. I'm being too graphic. I'm just playing. You want to have a bastard. This shit is so crazy, but why she want to have my baby? So much off to her. She ain't even my lady, so why she wanna have my baby? I don't understand, my album ain't dropped, show money slow, you don't even care, it ain't even fair, what we gonna do? Keep it at your mom's house while I'm saying it, that ain't what it's all about, we don't even match. I read books, I write verses, you like hooks, you get guys off the way that you look, I get girls off a wave and a look, you thick right now, but 20 more pounds. Can't be a model, you gonna get round. And on top of that, I'ma still get around. I'm so wrong, rewind this whole song. No matter of fact, maybe time can turn back. Maybe there's a way that I can get my sperm back. Make the rubber tighter, have two less drinks. Can I take Hennessy to court? I don't think. What was going on in that thing I call the brain? I guess it was the brain. I should've ran a train, then she couldn't pin me. But I was selfish, and I just did me. I'ma go to hell, bitch. Now I think about it, there was dudes before me. Maybe they ain't mine, maybe I should call Morris, and we can get this right. Damn, one night turned into a life.
Girl, I'm just kidding. Don't think that I'm crazy. It's cool, you can have my baby. We both laid down. You ain't gotta be my lady, for real. You should have my baby. I ain't mad at you. Everything fucking happens for a reason. And if something happens to you, all this I'm rapping to you, it becomes evident. Exhibit A. So I'ma stop here. Girl, let me say congratulations.
Nice work, Sha.
That's wrong. That's a terrible song.
It's fitting for the evening.
No, I like it. I like it. It's pretty clever.
It is.
Bad.
So, before we get into the evening, on the line, we have Jazz on the boards. Yes, I did just introduce myself first.
Yo, that was great.
And that's how it's going to go for the rest of the night. We have the brother, Victorious, on the line.
What's good, what's good, what's good? Yo, she lying. I had to get me on extra tight.
What are you up to? Why aren't you running these boards?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to go to the city, man, and have a good time out there. I'll go do a little... I'm actually about to see the Jungle Brothers. No better, right? Now I'm like the Jungle Brothers, you know, classic hip hop group. Going out there to SOBs, shout out to me. Shout out to Mike G in Africa.
So I have to get stuck home while you go party.
Yeah, you're getting experience, you know. But don't blame me. Blame A-Boss and Kawan and all of our other failed engineers. Now you did a good job though. You set it off with that hot shot stimuli heat rock right there about forcing a woman to rethink things. Yo, Sha, what was the motivation for that song right there?
It was actually a real story that a friend of mine was going through, where he, you know, had a chick he was dealing with and just decided to, like, let loose, take the hat off, and felt like he, you know, was really feeling her. Next thing you know, he's dealing with a situation, and he didn't want to claim it. He was like, yo, it can't be mine. And he didn't even just think rationally. Like, he was like, yo, did you roll it? Yeah. He was like, why you think it's not yours? Cuz. Like, all he could say was cuz. Like, it was crazy. But, you know, it was an interesting situation. It just made me think about, like, not necessarily from a personal standpoint, but just, you know, what he was going through. And, yeah.
What did he end up doing at the end?
Yeah, what was the outcome of that?
Well, what happened was years passed, and... You know, he did the whole deadbeat, it's not mine thing. I don't know if you can call it deadbeat. He just really believed it wasn't his. And he was like, yo, I want a paternity test. So the girl moved out of town to originally where she was from, somewhere in the Midwest or something like that. I don't know. But years later, she got the paternity test, and it turned out to be his. So after that, like, he stepped up since then, and he's been like, you know, a Skype daddy. And
a Skype daddy?
Yeah, Skype daddy, you know, text message daddy. I haven't
daddy.
Really followed up since then, but you know, Skype daddy still works.
Wow. Okay.
Skype daddy.
Okay.
I had to do it.
So, Vic. What are we talking about tonight?
Oh, well, today's topic, you know, regardless of all the laughter about during the show, today's topic is abortion. Yeah. And that's why we set it off with that Sha song, even though it wasn't a abortion song per se. It definitely had, you know, strong undertones of, look, you know, why don't you just, you know, dead this baby, so to speak, you know. we didn't really want to get
like
into
that.
The.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you say maybe you should dead it? I thought you said you should dead it.
I was joking though. But yeah, I said
yeah, but
yeah,
you dead it, and then the doctor, and it's not gonna hurt. Like you weren't talking about labor and delivery. I know that.
No. I was trying to be comedic, but you know, definitely in poor taste. Yeah, I know that. But
well, I think that's a pretty good depiction of how things may go for some.
Yeah, people feel like
that.
They don't want to say it.
Right. That it's an option. Some people do say it. So.
Yeah, I think that for the most part, when that's a situation where two people weren't really planning that out and may not even have those strong feelings towards each other, I think
right.
pretty much the first thing usually is, what you going to do, you know, about that? You know what I'm saying? Me and Dad, the male, you know, pretty much is usually, from you know, what I know, what I've seen, usually pushing for that abortion to happen, you know. You know, of course, letting the woman know right off the bat that she shouldn't be looking for no support, you know, in his direction. You know, I wonder, from the female perspective, Jazz, like, does that make a real big deal most of the time with women, or do they pretty much know what they're going to do anyway?
Well, I think that it makes a big deal whether, regardless of what a woman is going to choose to do, I think that, you know, it matters to a woman that, you know, you would want to conceive a child with her or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it speaks volumes to maybe, you know, what you think of that relationship. So that can certainly be a pivotal point in realizing that someone doesn't care about you the same way that you care about them.
Well, that's what the song was about. That's really
yeah.
the crux of the record. It wasn't like, you know, kill the baby. It was like, look, we don't even know each other. We don't even like each
right.
other. Why would you want to do this? Like, explain to
right.
me your reasoning behind it. So, yeah, that's
right.
what it was.
So I think, you know, as we know, women are the ones that really ultimately get to make that choice. And sometimes
yeah.
it is based off of the man's reaction, or his reaction, you know, isn't going to change her decision one way or the other, but it certainly is going to affect her feelings towards him. So, and then there are some women who, you know, and I don't think that this is the majority, but I know we're going to kind of talk about, you know, some people that choose abortion as a form of birth control.
What?
And so maybe they may not have the same reaction to a man saying, like, you know, so what you going to do? Like, how much is this going to cost or whatever?
You mean because they do it all the time? Like, it's like routine or?
Yeah, when you're not, you know, you're obviously not using contraceptions, and you you know that if you get pregnant, then you're going to have an abortion. So when you kind of, it's not an accident, you weren't doing anything to prevent it, and you already know, you know, what the solution is, then yes, it is a form of birth control in that way. There are people who have multiple abortions, who have had multiple abortions. So. Yeah. For me, I am pro-choice, and that's something that I did. Going into this show, I was like, you know, I know we don't want to do the typical pro-choice, pro-life ordeal, but for me, I am pro-choice. But when it came to the decision about me and my children, I could not make that decision to have an abortion. So, I don't know, the show is really interesting because I know we wanted to take a look at it from a different perspective. And talking to you guys prior to, I thought it was really interesting how, as men, especially Vic will share a little bit with us, how abortion really affects men in more ways than I think they are given credit for, or where attention is turned towards the male. So I am very interested in hearing your perspectives on abortion and your experience with or without. So, Sha, I'll turn to you first. What's been your experience with abortion? We know you have friends that have had experiences with, but yours?
Yeah, I've had friends. I haven't had any personal experience. Like, I've had girls that I've went with them to the clinic because, you know, the guy didn't know or the guy didn't, you know, want to be there. I've had homeboys that have had multiple, and I've seen them get, you know, really down and depressed because I guess the whole thing of whether it's really considered a life in the medical sense that you're taking, you know, depending on how old the baby is, it's, you know, still a factor, but it's still, you see the girl go through depression and you feel like you really murdered somebody, you know. So I don't really have like a personal attachment to the whole thing. I just, I've seen other people go through it. That's it.
So with the guys that have, you know, like you said, the guys kind of go through the depression, they're, you know, supporting their significant other. Is that something that you guys talk about? Like, you know, for women, if we know that one of our girlfriends are going through abortion, I mean, we, or even a miscarriage or whatever, we really tend to put a lot of supports around that person and, you know, check up on them. Is that something that men do also with one another?
I found that my boys, during the time they went through it, they never spoke to somebody like me about it in detail. They always spoke to somebody that's been through it. Like, just, like, I'll hear about it, I'll get a mention, or I'll see the effects, but as far as in detail, like, I've had dudes that just feel like I wouldn't know anything about it, and they'd rather talk to somebody that has been through it. So,
Shai, you said that there would be times where you would accompany a woman to get it. Like, how would that turn out?
You know, it's tough because you didn't put them there. So you're like, you're trying to console them. You don't really know the right thing to say. You know, you're just like, are you okay? Your stomach hurt? Like, I was always uncomfortable. But uh-huh. I just tried to be a friend, you know, at those points. But it was definitely a lot of ignorance and a lot of not sure what to say or how to make somebody feel better. You just wanted to help out and be there.
That's very commendable. It is. And that speaks a lot. Yeah, it is. And it's it speaks a lot that a woman would ask you to go through that experience with her. So. Yes, as long as it's not your fault, correct.
Not your fault, Shai. It's not your fault.
Yes, for the record, those are not his children. He was there in support.
If you ever seen Shai at the clinic, it wasn't him. It was one of his friends, you know, girlfriends.
The song is about
like
a
that.
Friend.
Yeah. Right.
All right, we got that clear.
Yeah. Now, I never really accompanied anyone in particular myself besides the person that was going to. I mean, I use the term, you know, kill the baby. You know, everybody got a part of me. I don't want to get into the debate on, you know, when does life start and all that stuff like that. Definitely, you know, pro-my business and everything. But the way I view it, you know, because, I mean, that's whatever you do with, you know, with your womb and all that, I'm not, you know, men aren't really supposed to be talking about that. You know, I'm actually glad that Shai and I got to talk today because, you know, since we don't have vaginas, we don't have an opinion. But
Do you really think that?
I've heard that.
Well, I mean, okay.
Definitely.
You're not supposed to have an opinion, but you do have an opinion, right?
Do you?
Definitely.
You have an influence.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's funny because I think I know how Shai thinks, like, you know, it ain't no opinion if you can't say nothing. Like, you be having thoughts to yourself and anything, but, you know, pretty much through the years, man, just speaking on the topic, you know, of abortion, and even, like, when I was doing CDs, I wanted to do a CD that was, like, basically a bunch of songs with that topic, you know, pretty much to bring awareness, like, the song that Shai did, the song that we're going to play a little bit later, you know, Lil Cyndi Lauper or whatever. And I remember a woman told me pretty much that I didn't have any business even doing that mixtape, you know, because I wasn't, you know, saying a woman, you know. But that's out there, you know what I'm saying? So I still have to say that, yeah, you know, in my particular story, I was looking at it as, you know, shorty, you know, killed the baby and shit, you know. And I'm not sure anyone in a similar situation is going to see it differently, you know. It was like the third, like the third month. What's like?
That was during her first trimester, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was like the end of that. Like it was like down to the wire type of thing.
Right.
Now, when I had first impregnated her, you know what I'm saying, and that when I pollinated her ovaries, wow.
I thought I was on mute.
You hear how we
sound
that girl? That's why.
I thought I was on mute. You know I'm not feeling well. I'm sorry. I'm a little out of my element. Okay, I'm going back on mute.
Oh, man. Shall you hear this, Sha?
You have pollinated.
Now, I don't even want to repeat it. I got to go to the protection program after this show. But, yeah, you know. We had made sweet, sweet love, you know what I'm saying? We had made sweet, sweet love on the twin bed, as it were, you know. And when I impregnated her, and nothing, Jack? Okay, thank you. When I impregnated her, you know, I pretty much knew at that point, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, I done slipped into that, you know what I'm saying? And the funny thing is that we had a fight later on that night. It was a real silly fight. And it actually was an ex of mine. And I should have never had let her over, but she came over and that was that. And we had a fight. And I think it was about like the next day she hit me and she was like, so how do you want to handle this? Now,
I'm lost. Wait. She came over, you had a fight and you hit it?
No, yeah, that's not what I said, but that's what happened. She came over, we had a fight, I hit it, we had another fight after that. But I didn't hit it, we made sweet, sweet love. It was like sweet makeup, reoccurring, girlfriend, sweet love and shit, pollination, you know.
Raw.
So
fast forward, she's pregnant.
I don't know about raw, but, you know, definitely the lambskins had torn. The lambskins torn.
Okay.
It destroyed
sense.
Because you never go raw, kids. Never go raw.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that. But whatever that happened, the next day, she had the vibes because she was a player from the Himalayas. She already knew, you know, right away that she had been fertilized.
It was
known. Yeah, she knew. I was like, you sure? Like, I think I know. And it was her second seed, no pun intended. No, it was her first. Now it was the second time, and she was going to have a baby, but she had probably been through 6-7 abortions or something like that beforehand. I'm just guesstimating, you know what I'm saying? It may have been 2 or 3, but in my mind, 2 or 3, but you done had 10, you know, because I know you lied about, you know, the couple in high school or whatever, but whatever
it is.
She was a
pro-choice pro, basically.
She wasn't new. She taught me the ropes. Because, you know, the next morning she said, what you want to do about it? You know, like, what are you talking about? You know, whatever. And she talked about having this, the 24 after pill. I think this is like back in the day where it was kind of maybe experimental, whatever. I didn't know nothing about that myself, you know, because lambskin had never done me wrong before. So she was saying, well, she could take that pill and that'll be that. And, you know, I will admit, I was like, well, hey, that's groovy, you know what I'm saying? Well, you go ahead because you done stabbed at me, you know, with a kitchen knife the night before, and definitely wouldn't be a good idea for us to do that, you know what I'm saying? I think with that, the morning after pill, I think you have a couple of days or something like that. I don't really know, but I'm just going outside of my ass.
I think it's like 3 days though.
Jasmine? Jasmine, tiebreaker. How many days is the morning after pill do you have? Yeah, 3 days, right?
72 hours.
Yeah, that's
the one they call it. 3 days.
I can tell you how many.
Well, because it's that's a long ass morning.
Nah,
so I'm like,
it's just
like one day. So basically, that one day was a Monday, and I remembered, I went to by the water to think and shit. I'm very reflective about things like that, you know. And I listened to a song by this rapper. His name is Bad Seed. So I think you know Bad Seed.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was to his own born son. And, you know, it was like the last song in his album. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, nah, all this shit that he's kicking, I'm not even trying to feel none of these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I may not have felt whatever way towards that woman, but I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm going to regret this. You know, I do want to have a child anyway. And, you know, I made a decision to buy the lambskin, you know, and hey, you know, I need to go ahead and not do this, you know what I mean? So I let him know. I said, yo, now let's do this. Let's do this. Fuck it, you know. We weren't strangers, nothing like that. And we have a call on the line. Caller, you from Philly. We're going to get to you in a second. But, yeah, she was with it, you know what I'm saying? Because I think, you know, definitely she felt a smidgen, you know, more about me than I did about her. So
she was with keeping it?
Huh? Yeah, who, huh?
Yeah, you said she was with it. She was with keeping
it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she was keeping it. You know, I mean, I'm assuming that all her days, you know, of, you know, being in a Florida house, she probably didn't have support and stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And so we was doing it. You know, we were trying to figure out how to make that work. You know, what would we have to do in order to, you know, have a child and anything. We had a name, chose a name and everything. You know, it was really thought about the name, and he chose the name, and, you know, from what I'm thinking, like, you know, we're going to have this child and shit, you know, until about maybe June, or almost June, which was, you know, a few months later, she was having second thoughts, and it was based upon where, you know, just how is it going to look? Because she already has another child by somebody else. And, you know, all these different reasons, you know, and I get into. And I try to meet all the different reasons. You know, I try to convince her that it would be straight. You know, I did everything, you know, that I figured out that I could do, you know, as far as try to, you know, bribe her, try to, you know, be with her, try to, you know, whatever I could say, you know. And, you know, sometimes I would lie. You know, I ain't gonna lie. Like, the truth ain't worth like lies. Like, you want me to promise you ice cream that won't melt? Oh yeah, I got that shit, bro. Yeah, that shit in the freezer. And she told, let's do this. You know, but end of the day, she didn't want it. She didn't want to have a baby at that point in time. You know, and I asked some of my friends, my close friends, and actually I got some interesting feedback from females. Like, all the females was telling me, like, you're lucky, you know, that she's not trying to have it, you know. That was that. And I talked to my father, and my father had said, well, you know, it's tough, but, you know, support her and whatever she want, you know, she want to do. And I called one of those my support lines and shit, you know, because I was young still, and I didn't know none of that. I called support line. That's like, yo, like, I'm a dude, you know what I'm saying, first of all. And, you know, my girlfriend, you know, I use that term, you know, that my girlfriend, she, you know, she's pregnant and she's trying not to have a baby, you know, what could I do? And pretty much it was like nothing you can do. You know, we're sorry about that. Try to get her to call the line so we could talk to her. And I think I tried that. I forget if she called or not, but regardless, you know, it didn't work. And so I said, all right, well, you know, fuck it, you know, let's go ahead and do that. And I went with her. I ain't paid for it, you know, but that's a whole nother story who paid for it. I think we were shy, something like that. But, you know, she didn't, I went to the office, but she didn't want me, like, to go and talk to the doctor or whatever. So I was just outside the office. And when it was done, you know, obviously, for those of y'all who don't know, even someone who's a veteran at that, and someone who whose choice it was, you know, she was still very sad, you know. So I don't want no one who may be a first timer or whatever, or someone who just hasn't experienced that from either side, you know, of the situation. Don't think that, you know, a woman is out there just fucking hangers and laughing and shit. She definitely was real sad. Think she may have been sore or whatnot. And, you know, I took her home and that was that. You know, I think that we probably talked for about a week, but after that, you know, we pretty much, I was real angry, you know, and she was, I guess, you know, embarrassed, whatever. So we
you angry
didn't
at
talk
her?
For, yeah, I mean, you know, well, I mean, when, yeah, I was angry at her, you know, angry at me because, you know, I felt that I probably didn't say or do the right thing. Like, in my mind, it was still something that I could have controlled. You know what I'm saying? And for years, you know, I pretty much battled with that, you know, thinking that something that I didn't do, you know, is the cause of it, you know. And,
would you
know,
have
we had to have a conversation. Huh?
Would you have been with her?
Like, yeah, hell yeah. I mean, that was,
that?
Yeah. I would have been straight, you know, 1952 style, like, I would have, you know, been with her just because we had a baby, whatever. Like, you know, I wanted my child, and I'm not going to be here and say, like, oh, but I loved her more. Nah, I wanted my baby. I went to my baby and shit, you know, so whatever it had to take, I was like, yo, like, just do an abortion or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, or yo, just do this, and I'll take care of the baby, or, you know, whatever. Like, yo, let's just do something other than, you know, other than this shit right here. So, you know, basically, yeah, I was mad at myself, you know, but we talked some years later, you know, because, you know, we're still friends, and we talked, and she let me know in a conversation that nothing that I said could have done that, and she actually didn't really tell me, like, the real reasons and anything, and, you know, just pretty much wasn't, you know, my fault or not, you know. And she actually tried to give me, you know, another one, but at this point, you know, we weren't active, nothing like that. But yeah, you know, it definitely, in the years after that, it definitely affected me, you know, because I wanted a child, you know. And, you know, you just never know in this world what future holds. It's like, damn, what if that was my one chance or not? You know, and then, like, looking at other men go through the situation, it's always sad to me because I see, like if you have a seed with a woman, right, and you don't want that seed, you got to take care of that seed because you fathered it. No matter what you want to do, you can move to Arkansas, they're going to find you here, come take care of this seed. But when she don't want it and you don't want it, you don't got no fathership rights. And that's like a mind-boggling thing, you know, with this society. So, you know, I speak for all the dudes who, you know, pretty much didn't have a choice in the matter once they did, you know, and that's my story.
Wow.
Wow.
And so it's not a dry eye in the house right now.
No.
I tell you.
No, it's really interesting to hear that story, that, you know, to hear from a guy's perspective and the opposite, you know, versus I wanted her to have an abortion and she didn't, and then, you know, you kind of feel trapped in the situation. It's a very respectable story. I just think that people don't have those type of conversations. You know, maybe if you and this chick had this conversation from jump, like before you slept with each other, nobody really wants to talk about pregnancy when you're getting it in. But it's good to know, you know, where that person is, because maybe that would have, do you think that would have changed how you felt?
I have those.
Knowing that she didn't.
Well, it's funny because.
Okay, that's good.
Well, no, that was Shasta that said that, but it's funny you mention that because, like I alluded to earlier, like, this girl, before all of this, you know, I mean, she claimed to be, you know, of that persuasion, like, she claimed that that's what she wanted, you know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, a couple of years after that, she was coming to me with that, so that's why it kind of blew me it blew me away, you know what I'm saying, that she did change her mind because, you know, that was the thing. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of what ifs. I had to learn myself, like, not to what ifs, because I'm sure that there are people that I know of who the man and the woman, you know, planned it out, and then she may be on a pill or something and not tell them, you know what I'm saying? So there's like always sometimes like a person ain't telling you what's on their mind, you know? And
that's what it was with
me and Shorty.
The other thing is these are sometimes the situation where you just have to be in it. Because I know when I was pregnant with my daughter, before I got pregnant, if you would have asked me, you know, like if you were to get pregnant today, would you have an abortion? I'd be like, you know, yes. And, but then once I was pregnant and kind of thought like all the different things, like you mentioned, what if this is, you know, the only child that I will ever conceive, or what if I die during this procedure? Just a number of things certainly had me thinking very different than I would have 24 hours before I knew. So, but before we go any further, we have a caller that has been waiting patiently from, you said Philly, 267?
267, I believe it's Philly. Don't ask me how I know.
267, you're on.
She's a woman. I don't know her.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
I'm just dandy, like Randy. I just wanted to ask the guy a question about the whole abortion situation.
Go ahead.
Victoria, my name.
With the abortion situation, like, I guess, like, did you feel some sort of connection to this girl that had the abortion, or, you know, like, did anything, like, change after you found out she was pregnant, or it was just, like, supposed to be some fling thing? Like, what was going on with the relationship?
Did you say that I feel a connection, are you talking about, like, after?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like, after she had the abortion, you mean?
No, like, before you found out she was pregnant, like, what was the relationship between you two?
Oh, like you must have called her later, like, that there was no, like, we weren't in a relationship. That was my ex, you know, so to speak. That was my ex, you know. And we pretty much had an intramural season, you know, if you dig my drift. Like I was saying, she wanted to come over, like, you know, and, yeah, I had come over, I guess. I hadn't seen her for a year before that, you know, and so that was that. You know, she came through, you know, we had sex, she got pregnant, you know, and that was that. But for our connection, like, our connection was all right. You know, I've known her for a lot of years, you know, so, she, you know, she was sort of like, you know, a friend type of thing also. But, you know, wasn't no love right there, nothing like that. You know, or when we were having the baby,